Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. I hope that everyone is well and that you're all enjoying the last few weeks of 2012. You know, it's really so mind-boggling to think that this transformational year, this year of 2012 that we had all been reading about, hearing about, seeing in movies, whatever, is almost over. So really now it is the month of November. It seems like this calendar year has just flown by at Godspeed. I know that at least it has for me. Knowing well about the predictions made about 2012 and that 2012 was approaching, I decided to finally personally commit to making this complete year both a transformational year on a personal and a professional self-growth level. I held the intention that I finally really wanted to commit to finding my God's given purpose, to find my passion, and at the same time to really release and let go of all the self-limiting beliefs and the life habits that were really holding me back from stepping into and living my best life. So what I've decided to do is to dedicate today's show to sharing really with all of you just some of the magical and mystical events that have really, really catapulted me into my in the blossoming of my new life now, which is coming up in 2013. So I'm going to really take an organic way to do this show today. I tried this once before, but of course being the 11th path number that I am and learning a lot about numerology, realizing that I have my own style and my own way of doing things, that's part of this journey. So I want to talk about that as well. It's really with the intention and the hope that my story and stories will not only touch listeners, anyone who happens to click on, and I hope there are a lot of people that do, but that they also inspire you to really dig down deep, drum up the passion and the courage that you can at least muster, find the buried treasure that's under there, find all your gems, things that you were never really aware of before, and watch and see all the magic that happens after you do some of that work. So let's just get going. I actually posted something on Facebook, which is interesting, last night that had showed up on my wall, and it was what I thought was a purple butterfly. Interesting how so many people that responded saw blue. Well, of course, I saw purple. Now, purple, the color purple, is all about power and being regal. It's really a strong color. And, of course, I wore purple yesterday and had an incredible situation. Thing happened to me at the beach. Let me backtrack a little bit. Before I begin my story, I want to talk about transformation. I want to talk about our energy. I want to talk about the energy that we carry and that we hold in our bodies. Now, a lot of us are reading about all this. We're all of a sudden hearing about it, and it's new stuff. It's stuff that we've never really heard before, and we don't really understand what it means. What does it mean that we have energy inside our body, that things happen to us and that we feel things and that our body responds and that our body can hold memories and stuff from when we were kids? Well, when I first heard about this, now I have a social work background and I've been really a helping professional all my life. In no matter what job or what career I've been in, and many of them were creative, I was always finding myself really reaching down deep and wanting to really be of spirit and service. So what is this really all about? As I mentioned, quantum energy transformation. Why did I use those words and how did I get to the ocean? Well, I'm going to just talk for just a few quick moments about quantum energy and what that's all about. The word quantum really means cellular. I'm going to keep today's show, like I said, very organic and very simple and hope that I reach a few of you, and at least even one of you, and just spark a little thought in your head, because that's really how it started for me. So if quantum is all about cellular, and we know that energy, that our world and our universe is all energetic, if any of you have ever taken a science class or know anything about science, just think about basic science. Everything that's in this universe holds energy. it holds matter. We all know about atoms and particles, and I don't want to get into science. I want to keep it simple, like I said. Energy is something that we've all learned can either hold positive, negative, but really, for the purpose of my show, is all about our emotions. So if any event or any kind of situation or anything, actually, since birth, that has happened to you, whether someone said something or whether you were in a situation where you were hurt, you were insulted, you were frustrated, you never had a chance to be able to respond to a situation, and you didn't release whatever was on your mind or bothering you, or how you were really feeling and being true to you, your body was holding that memory inside the cells in your body. So we have the word quantum, which is all about cellular. We have the word energy. And then this word we're seeing everywhere, this buzzword today, and believe me, it's not going away, is transformation. Because our world is really in a shift right now. We've once again come out of a capitalist kind of a society where we were all about making money. In the past years, in the 1900s, people were very successful. Now we're moving. We're moving into a spirit world. And the world, trust me, will change in many ways. So if you're feeling kind of funky, if you're feeling off balance, if you're feeling just foggy, weird, not even understand what the feelings are all about, pretty much this is what it is. The planet is shifting. There are storms everywhere. There are earthquakes. We've been watching. Energetically, when it comes to, let me use that as an example, when it comes to the earth and the earth's surface, I moved from Montreal to Los Angeles, and I've now learned in the 2.5 years that I'm here, almost 3 years, that when there are small quakes and shakes, that the earth is really releasing pressure. So our bodies hold that same kind of energy, as does the earth and everything else with energy. Now I want to talk to you about my story. What happened with me was once I made this commitment, and I knew that I wanted to make 2012 a transformational year. I knew that at age 55, I had 55 years plus of memories, things that had happened in my life, as the rest of you, and that I had grown up in a family of secrecy, not a lot of communication, everything should be perfect, not a lot about talking. That really gave me a lot of challenges that I didn't really know that I had. Well, I have done previous shows where I've talked about the fact that I decided to start doing some release work. When it comes to energy that you're holding in your body, the only way to really get out of it is to release it and let it go. Now, this is really important. We don't have to go for years of therapy anymore. We've moved forward from the old conventional therapy mode about holding on to stuff, like we all hold on to either material stuff, or in this case, I'm talking about emotional stuff, and it's all about energy in our body, but it does have a scientific base. There are all new types of technologies that are being proven, merging science with spirituality. It is a whole new wave of helping and healing. And with this science, we can, almost at a moment's notice, magically transform. Now, does that mean that there's magic and that for the rest of our lives everything's going to be perfect? No, because old habits die hard. Okay, I don't want to put anything out there with my professional background that makes anybody think it's so easy. I've been on this journey for a year. I've been on my 30-day journey, which I'm going to start talking about in a minute. And what's happened to me is that I have an unbelievable day where I release and let something go. The next day is pretty fabulous. And then the next day, my old little gremlin, my little bad habit kind of kicks back in. And that's when I'm going to my go-to people. And that's what I'm really realizing, that there are neural pathways in our brain that we do need a little bit of maybe, you know, neuro-linguistic reprogramming or rewiring, but it can happen. And there are tricks. So let me talk to you about my, I'm going to start talking about this, and I may just carry through for next week's show and continue on. Let me talk to you about what I coin and I'm now calling, I guess, the water's edge. And I have a lot of people that have been following me. I just had lunch yesterday with a doctor, and everybody's so inspired that this is a vortex, a real powerful space where transformation can happen. And for me, I have a connection to the water. So the water really is where heaven and earth meet, and it is a very powerful place for transformation. Now, the first 6 months, I'm going to talk to you now about my story. The first 6 months of 2012, I was all about going down deep and releasing what I had to release, my own family patterns. And I knew that for me, that was the way to break free. Now, we are all wired differently, but knowing myself and knowing the position I had in my family, I knew that I'm the love and light in my family, and that my sole purpose coming into this lifetime was to be able to set myself and set my family free. Easier said than done, as I'm stepping into going back east next Tuesday, this is what I've been working towards this whole year. So interesting how it happens in November, and December comes around, and I'm following my timeline, which I set the intention that 2012 I needed to release everything that I had left, and I've been working for 10 years on release, that by the time January 2013 came, I was now ready to step into my new branding and to helping others and being of spirit and service. But in order to be genuine and authentic, I knew that I had to get rid of my old stuff first. It can be very challenging. There's a lot of professionals out there, and we need to be really cognizant that we're all human and everybody has stuff. So I really wanted to clean up as much of my stuff as I could. All right, so the first 6 months I'm doing a lot of release, and then we come into September. September was a real transformational month for me. My daughter was supposed to get married, so I wasn't planning to do anything like this. But all of a sudden, October came around, and I had been praying a lot, and I had been asking, please, please, because it's been a long time. God, whatever you need to do, I mean, help me get rid of all this stuff. Help me really step into my purpose. Help me be of spirit. Help me really get out there. And then I started noticing myself on the days that I would go to the beach with friends, and I would be sitting there and just, I would say something like, I'd look up at the sky and I'd pick up sand. I loved it. Like, I played with the sand and walked up and down the beach with my late mother when I was a little girl. We had a vacation home in Florida, and every morning at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, we walked probably for like an hour or two and just talked and picked rocks and shells and brought home bags and bags of stuff. So that's really my place. That's my go-to place. And I would sit at the beach, and I would just kind of look up at the sky and say, please, God, please, please, please. I prayed for so many years, and I know prayers work because now I'm in California. So now that I'm in California, please, please, you know, help me find my purpose. Help me. I want to do something big. I know I'm meant to do something big in this world. I just don't know how to get there. Well, interestingly enough, I had my mother's jewelry, and I actually it was costume jewelry. My mother used to call them her treasures. Interesting how symbolic that she took me along the beach and the water's edge. And I've said before, my mother looked like Jackie Kennedy. My mother was just absolutely beautiful, elegant, and graceful, but of course had her own ghosts, as we all do. And she brought them in through her life and her generation. And I was told about 15 years ago that I'm the one that's meant to crack the family code. Yay. So I'm sitting at the beach praying. I have no idea what I'm praying for. And all of a sudden, I notice one by one, interesting people are coming to me. Now, there is an herbal bar, a tonic bar somewhere in L.A. That everybody, of course, this is the town, right, that people call a vortex. And at this space, in this vortex, there are people, actually, one of the people that started that tonic bar is David Wolfe. Anybody that knows about superfoods knows David Wolfe. Now, there are a lot of really well-renowned, well-recognized people in the health fitness industry that were a part of that bar. Well, I started going there, and I was just drawn, and I was getting into herbal drinks and all kinds of herbal tonics and meeting all kinds of interesting people. And I didn't realize, we don't often realize this, but the essence of prayer is really very strong. And I was at this bar, and I noticed that I just started opening up and talking to people and whatever. And somewhere along that line, there is one man who is in the music industry. His name is Peter. And he kept meeting me at the bar, let's say what happened about once a week for about 2-3 weeks. And I was wearing the same long gold chain with a huge big symbol that really looked almost like a sacred I mean, it's I can't so describe it. It's so huge. And I found myself every time that I was going to, this is the symbolism, to that bar, I would be wearing something and I would have that emblem on. And, of course, I'm on a searching journey. So I'm going through release and I'm reading fitness books and I'm trying different foods. And I'm trying to get down to the core. Like I said, I've let a lot of stuff go. You know, I've made the best peace I can make with my ex-husband, and I've let a lot of negative people with negative energies in my life go. I've let a lot of friends go. And I realize I'm shedding, and that like a butterfly, I'm on this journey. But I'm not really putting all the pieces together. And to fast forward in about 3-4 weeks, now it's my water's edge, my 30 days is over on Wednesday. So let me backtrack. It's about 5-6 weeks ago. And again, this is October, right? I said I was hoping September I would do something great. I knew by December, I had a feeling I would end up having to go back east and resolve some family stuff. And I knew in my mind, and of course, be very careful what you wish for. This is a very important point. And be very careful with your thoughts, because that universe that you're reading about and hearing about a lot, those cosmic forces, when you have that will and you have that desire and you open yourself up, I've always told my daughters, we team up with the universe. Don't ever feel that you're alone in this lifetime, in this world. You're not. Because your thoughts and your emotions are being heard big time, and they will manifest themselves. So I had been asking for clearance, and I had been asking to break free. Well, I'm wearing this symbol, and this man keeps coming up to me, and he's in the music industry, and he keeps telling me, oh, my God, I love that, I love that. And I keep saying to him, like, would you ever wear anything like this? You're a guy. This went on for about 2-3 weeks. The last time that I saw him, he looked at me again, and he said to me, I love that. Would you give it to me? This is when this whole thing kind of spiraled. I looked at him, and I was holding on to all my mother's pieces, all my mother's jewelry. I had furniture in my house and artifacts and things that were even broken, and I'm very involved in feng shui. And, of course, be cognizant when we talk about energy. We're talking about energy that's in your body, that's also in your home, that's also part of everything and who you are. It's part of the clothing that you wear. It's part of whatever pieces you, things you carry in your purse. Everything holds energy, and everything holds emotion, and everything holds past beliefs. And here I am wearing this long piece, and he says to me, do you want it? And I notice that I just don't want to give it away. And I say to myself, I'm thinking to myself, is this about fear? Is this about money? Why don't I want to give this away? And a feeling went through my body. I took it off my neck with my favorite chain, and I put it around his neck, and I said, here, you can have this. And that's when he looked up at me, and he said, no, you're so cute, you're so sweet. I never really wanted it. He said, I just wanted to see if you would give it to me. And you just were able to release it and give it away to me. He said, you take this back. And that was like a freeing moment. I went, oh, my God, I have all this jewelry. I have all these pieces. And he said to me, you know, you keep talking to me how you want to raise your vibrations. I've actually been in this for about a month or two. I've been reading a lot about frequency. As I said, I've grown up in a negative family, and it's programming. And I'm really trying to catch myself when I get in the wave and learn that I need to up-level my frequency. And this man is very knowledgeable. And he said to me, I don't understand why you think you need to go to an energy healer, why you're looking outside yourself and going to so many places. It's not out there, he said. It's inside you. It's within. And I looked at him. I said, what does that mean? He said, listen, I have to ask you a question. He said, he's from Toronto, actually. He's Canadian. I'm from Montreal. Very cool, cool guy. And he said to me, how far do you live from the beach? I'll never forget this day as long as I live. And I realized I need to journal because people are being sent to me daily and circumstances. He said to me, how far do you live from the beach? I said, believe it or not, 4 miles. But it can take me an hour on a traffic day. That's the glitch. He said to me, how committed are you? You keep telling me you want to raise your vibrations, you want to raise your vibrations. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, could you go to the ocean every day? I said, well, for how long? He said, well, how long are you willing to do this? And I thought to him, well, you know what? I said, I'm just going to do it for one day and see what happens. But before I left, he said to me, just remember, he said, you're going to think this is really crazy. Can I be honest with you and straightforward? And I said, absolutely. Once again, I say, I'm in L.A., and I understand why I was regranted my green card and why I was planted here. And my daughters and I talk about this all the time. I was planted here for a reason. It was the people that I would meet and the situations that would happen and what would come about as I was on my journey. So here I am, I looked at him, and some feeling just went through my body. And I just kind of said to myself, you know what? There's something about the ocean. He said to me, you know, the place where you can feel the closest to, the places that where you can feel the closest to God, he said, is at the water's edge. He said, is right where the water, the blue sky meets the water. He said, that is such a powerful vortex. He said, that's where the sky and the earth, where people are going to need to get grounded now in this new Aquarian age. He said, there's a lot of energy being thrown and pushed out there. He said, it's in business. It's in people. People are feeling trapped. They don't know what they're doing. He said, but you know what? You need to go and do this. And I was just pulled. I made myself a promise that I was going to get off the going to the energy healers, and that I was literally going to go to the ocean and see what would happen, with an open, just with an open mind and an open heart. And I also realized that I was willing to give something of my mother's away. And I went, wow, I'm obviously really holding on, and there's a lot of letting go. This is the theme. This is what God's trying. This is the message that God is trying to send me, is that I keep looking outside myself, but I need to really go in. And how do I go in? I've always been religious. I came from a traditional family, but we were not orthodox in the sense. And the whole thought of talking to people out loud about God being inside me and being a part of me was something I really wasn't comfortable with. I'm still kind of working through that. But there is a but here, and I've kind of taken a lot of verbiage out of my language, a lot of negative stuff too. I mean, I'm really working at a tigress with this. By the time I come into 2013, I'm yay so close, I realize I've done so much work that I'm really self-mastered. All I need to really do is practice this in my daily life, because practice does make perfect, and then I can really be that real, raw, and authentic person, put myself out there, be vulnerable, and realize how I can show and inspire and help other people, and that's my purpose for being on this earth. Here I am. So I realized that day he never really wanted that gold emblem, that piece that was connected to my mother's jewelry, my mother's gold jewelry, was all about letting go. Now, I drive home, and I'm planning to go to the ocean the next day. That night I go to sleep, and the next day I'm on the telephone with a friend who is also a healing professional who does body talk. Now, again, listen to what I'm saying, body talk. So I'm now doing somatic cellular release. I'm doing some NLP. I'm going into hypnosis because I know there's stuff and junk and gunk that I need to get rid of. I am taking yoga classes. The yoga teachers who have never met me before see a pink aura. Now, pink is all about love. But people that know me well still see that there's gunk and there's stuff and there's brown stuck there. And that's stuck energy inside my physical body. Now, I'm hoping there's a lot of listeners and you're out there listening, because I never really understood what this was all about. Well, the next day, we had a session, and again, every time I had a session, things would come up. This one woman said to me, I see gold, I don't know why, and I see your mom. And my body started to shiver. I went, this is weird. I'm getting all kinds of messages. Now she's seeing gold, and she's seeing my mother. And I said to her, this is really weird. I don't know how to pull this whole thing. I don't know how to pull these pieces together. But I started asking, God, please, you know, take me to the next step, take me to the next step, take me to the next step. I have faith, just take me to the next step, take me. And I was just, my own language, you know. I've been to so many seminars and so many events. You need to say it this way, you need to say it that way. Guess what, everyone? I finally come to this realization, and I'm planning a program myself at the water's edge. And this is what I plan to do, which is very different than a lot of other professionals do. There are words that I can suggest. But I strongly suggest you find whatever language is your language. You coin it yours, and that's how you communicate, and that's how you talk. Never be ashamed or embarrassed. I now sit in the car, and I drive to the ocean, and I'm listening to Agape. I'm listening to a lot of the spiritual teachers, and I laugh, because by the time I get to the ocean, I even have something written down in a little script. I'm sitting at the ocean, and I'm just saying, God, please, I mean, minus the swear words, I can't take this anymore. Please help get me out of this. I'm ready. And I'm almost at the point of begging and praying, because I know that's how far deep it is, and this is what I've got to do. Once again, be careful what you wish for. The next day, I'm driving in the car, and I'm going to the beach, and I realize I go to my mother's drawer, and I pull out something gold. And I'm just taken, and I go, oh, my God, gold, my mother, the ocean, the vortex. And this is where I'm going. Now, what am I releasing? And I don't understand it. Well, I did do a show a few weeks ago where I explained how the first day that I went to get to the ocean, today is actually day 29. So I am going today for day 29 and day 30, which is my last day tomorrow because I will be out of town tomorrow afternoon, and today is my last closing day of the month. I really am, I'm fast-forwarding a little, I really am very sad because in this past 30 days, the things that have happened, the miracles and the magic and whatever has come up is just not to be believed. It's been their little treasures. I've been asking for this to happen, and my prayers are slowly being answered. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day. Everybody needs to remember that. This is no quick fix. Anyone's going to promise you, any professional is going to promise you a big fix in a life of transformation. When you have lived even 20 years, you understand that when you decide to, after breakup, that you need time out to just breathe and even grieve. If you've been with another person, now you're talking about being inside your own body. So transformation doesn't happen overnight. But one step catapults you to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. It is a process. We can't all expect it's not all going to be pretty. Well, I get to the beach and I realize that I have gold and this is something of my mother's. And I'm making myself a promise that I'm going to go just on intuition, that there is going to be no rhyme or reason to my story and how this ocean thing is going to work out. I am going to just do my thing, and each day I'm going to wake up and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do today. Well, the first 2 days it was totally dark. The third day I got to the ocean, and a friend ended up coming with me, and I had had a fear of doing video. Funny how the third day, the night before I was going to the third day, and I didn't know yet I was going to do 30 day, that friend called me and said, I'm free, I'm not working tomorrow, we're going to the ocean and I'm videoing you. And you were going to video. And I went, oh, my God, I'm not ready. And she said, yes, you are. Well, that day, I broke my fear of being on video. I did the first few videos. I did 2, 3, 4. And I knew that my 30-day journey was going to be going to the beach every day, or at least with the intention of going once every day, doing videos. And all of a sudden, it came out of me. I went, hello, this is Linda Sachs. I'm a self-confidence strategist. The words just came. Where did they come from? I said, I'm on my 30-day self-confidence journey. The first day I said journey. The second day, I kept changing all the words and the verbiage. And I realized that's not what really matters. What I call it, what it is, it's all about the intention and what I'm doing. Well, the following day, which was day 4, I actually woke up that morning, and I was led to a manifestation with God meditation. In the meditation, I saw my mother. My mother took me to the water's edge. She was there. She said to me, I have faith in you. I love you. You need to break the family free. I started to bawl and cry hysterically. And that afternoon, I was literally shaking. It was a Saturday afternoon. I have it all documented. I went to the beach, and I put a piece of my mother's jewelry. I knew that I need to bury it in the sand. I did a video. I said a prayer, and I sent it off, and I said, whatever's coming is coming. The next morning, Sunday, which I only have 30 seconds left, the next morning, Sunday, I'm going to say to you now, I'm going to be doing a sequel, okay? I've just decided right now next week that I'm going, because I'm going to be out of town, I'm going to be back east, I'm going to pre-record my next show, and I'm going to talk about the magic that happened that next day. I'm going to not even get into the story right now because there are only seconds left. What I want to do is I really want to leave today, you know, with a quote, okay? And the quote that I have is really all about love. And the quote really says that loving yourself is really the key to success, okay? So there's a lot to this journey. There's a lot of self-discovery. There are only seconds left, and I realize this may even end up, as my friends are telling me, being a book. But what I'd like to do next week is I'd like to continue on with the story, and I'd also like to put some thoughts out there that I've had about the water's edge. Read up on the symbolism of water. Read up about what's happened with Hurricane Sandy and how we all need to cleanse and how we all need to transform and how we all have this beautiful opportunity to have a whole brand new life. So I wish everybody the most beautiful week. And I want to send you all my love and let you know that magic happens at the ocean. So keep in mind that as you finally decide that whatever no longer serves you, that if you want to have that beautiful life, that if you want things to really be able to change, you have all the power to make it happen. All the power is within you. And loving yourself is what counts and what matters. Wishing you all a beautiful week. Sending you all my love. I hope to see you all at the water's edge. More to come. And all I can tell you is make today the most beautiful day into your magnificence. Until next week.